Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Welcome back to Time Out with Eric Slaughter here on this Father's Day Sunday. 3 o'clock, 301 in IKEA Studios, 404-726-0929 is the number to always join the conversation. We appreciate all of our listeners, our callers, and those that interact with us on our social media platforms. Catch us on Twitter and the X. Well, Twitter and X is the same thing. Catch us on the X and Instagram and Facebook and all that great stuff. And our new and improved YouTube page at 92.9 The Game. Interact with us, get all of our insider information, and get to know us a little bit as we share things on our site. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So, I am looking at this website that's dedicated to the college football countdown. 68 days, 21 hours, 58 minutes, and counting. That's how long we have until college football kicks off in 2025. And I guarantee you, there are a lot of people that have that countdown going on in their head, on their phone, on their daily calendar, or that other, because that is how loved college football is in and around this country, and in particular, here in the southern parts of the United States. Now, I know they say football is king in the South, but let's be real. Football is king, period, in this country, okay? Yep, there are certain demographics, certain areas where there may be a little more basketball fanship over football, maybe certain areas in the country where maybe a little bit more baseball fanship than football, but in general, throughout this wonderful country that we call the United States of America, when it comes to what sport is the numero uno undisputed king of fanship, viewership, and everything else in between, it is the game that we so affectionately call football, American football, with the oblong orange leather pigskin. Is it pigskin or is it leather? Okay. I've been hearing people say this all my life. Oh, man, he carries that pigskin really good. Oh, Acuna just came off the bag and got to – oh, man. Acuna, you idiot. Excuse me, Sports Radio 929 Game. Time Out with Eric Slaughter. Ronald Acuna just had a bad base running blunder here. Back to what I was saying. College football, 68 days, 21 hours, just under 22 hours before it's week zero and we start kicking off games here for college football. I'm ready for it. I'm looking forward to 2026. I'm looking forward to the 2025 college football season. I'm looking forward to seeing what Georgia can do with the Gunner Stockton era officially underway. In about 15 minutes or so, Jed May from UGASports.com is going to join me. We're going to talk all about the Bulldogs. I'm looking forward to seeing what Georgia Tech can do. I am one of those believers that Georgia Tech can, will, and possibly should be competing and or playing for the ACC championship. It's about time. It's been a long minute since we've said the word Georgia Tech and ACC championship in the same sentence. I want to say 15, 20 years. Was it maybe George O'Leary the last time ACC champion said Georgia Tech? I mean, was Calvin Johnson Megatron? Was he a part of an ACC? I don't remember. Was he? I mean, I think he took him to the ACC championship. Was there even an ACC championship game back then? What was the dude? Marcus Ball, the quarterback? I mean, it's been a minute since we've said Georgia Tech and ACC championship in the same sentence. Now, there was a few years ago, 10 years maybe, we said Georgia Tech in a major bowl game, like the Orange Bowl or something like that. But it's about time. Brent Key came back to Georgia Tech alum in the 90s, ready to turn that program around, get them back to their winning traditions. And so far, he has them on a pretty good trajectory. I like what I'm seeing out of Brent Key. He's bringing in highly touted recruits. He's getting big-time guys to come to the flats at Georgia Tech to play football. Can he continue to do that? Can he get Georgia Tech over the hump of Clemson, the hump of Florida State, the hump of Louisville, Syracuse, Virginia Tech, these teams in the ACC that are usually Miami, North Carolina State, all these teams, you think all these teams, they're in the ACC, and what's the new SMU's in the ACC. How ludicrous does it even sound to say that? That the Southern Methodist University Mustangs, located in, I think their home actual city is Fort Worth, Texas. They're in and around the Dallas area, okay? I think if you look up their campus, it says Fort Worth. Regardless, it's in metropolitan Dallas. They are an ACC football team, okay? I remember when we added Syracuse to the ACC, and I said, that's a little bit of a stretch. We added Boston College. I said, at least Massachusetts is on the Atlantic coast. Then we added Louisville, and I said, here we go again. You know, then at that time, I remember when the powers that be in the ACC said, you know, we're adding these teams to improve our basketball competition, not necessarily our football competition, even though a lot of those schools, Louisville, Syracuse, Boston College, at times have very good football programs.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But the ACC, year in and year out, usually comes down to one of three or four schools. Clemson, which has dominated ACC much of the last decade plus. Florida State, with the exception of 2024, Florida State usually is a title contender in ACC. The University of Miami has been very competitive since they joined the ACC back in the early 2000s, give or take. For a long time under head coach Frank Beamer, you could always pencil in maybe Virginia Tech to be a top-notch ACC football team. But when is the last time we've said, oh, it's a new ACC season, we should expect and pencil in Georgia Tech to possibly be a front runner to get to the ACC championship game in Charlotte, North Carolina? Been a minute. I think this could be their year. And the good part about it is, Tech fans, and I tell you, here at 92.9 The Game, we are Tech supporters, but we sometimes hear a lot of blip, blap, and back talk that we don't show Tech enough love. And they're no more than a mile and a half from where we sit here in the Colony Studios here at our Colony Square. I'm sorry, the Kia Studios here at Colony Square. I could throw a rock to Georgia Tech. I could scream out, go Yellow Jackets, and probably somebody was screaming back to me right from campus. But we get accused of
being... I thought you were going to say scream go Dogs.
No, we're talking about Georgia Tech.
Well,
right
I know,
now,
but so you say get the reaction to screaming go Dogs here in Tech country.
If we scream go Dogs, there'll probably be a Georgia Tech alum or student says, you know, something very not nice about the Dogs in response. So we're right here practically in Georgia Tech's heart of their campus, and we get accused of not giving them the love they should get. Well, sometimes love is earned. Sometimes respect is given when respect is earned. Go out and do it, Tech, and see how much love we give you. I'm hyping y'all up. Listen to me. I've told people before, going to a Georgia Tech football game when they are winning is a really fun experience. I love going when they have those Thursday night games here in Atlanta during the football season. I've been to several, okay? And they get in those stands and they start that, go Georgia Tech. Go Georgia Tech. That's a really cool chant, okay? It's a really cool atmosphere when Georgia Tech's winning. They bring that old car out there, whatever they call it, the Ramblin' Wreck, and they ride around and hype up the crowd, the Ramblin' Wreck of Georgia Tech. It's a really fun environment. I've been there. I'll do it again. But it's a lot more fun when you look up and say, yep, not only are we winning this game, our team's 10-2. Our team's 9-1 in first place in our division of the ACC. That sells tickets. That gets this town behind you. It will be a beautiful thing. And I don't have Georgia Tech's schedule in front of me. I don't have the University of Georgia schedule in front of me. Jed May will talk to me about that schedule in about 10 minutes. But how cool will it be that on the Friday after Thanksgiving, which I will not comment on that, why they're playing that game on a Friday yet again. I just don't know, but they are. But how cool would it be that on the Friday after Thanksgiving, when good old-fashioned hate, the rivalry between Georgia and Georgia Tech, which is on the flats this year at Georgia Tech, maybe we can go out there and broadcast live, who knows. If both those teams come in, shall we say ranked in the nation? Shall we say a top 25, top 20 matchup between the Georgia Bulldogs and the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets? How cool would it be if during that game, ABC, whatever, I think it's on ABC, I don't know. But if those sideline reporters are saying, yep, I'm now being joined by the head coach of either of these teams, and coach, win or lose today, your team's playing next week in your conference championship game. Would it not be cool in this town to say, yes, both of the major college programs, I'm not even going to throw it in Georgia State and Georgia Southern because maybe one of them can make it to their conference championship as well, but how cool would it be in this town, in this college mecca of a town? We do call Atlanta the mecca of college football, do we not? We do not say the road to the to the national championship comes through and runs through Atlanta, then it gets determined in Atlanta. We kick off the season here. We got an SEC championship here. Last year we had the final game here. We do say that Atlanta is the mecca of college football. I'm not by myself on that, am I? 404-726-0929. How cool will it be if finally, in what's been a long time, we can say not only is Atlanta the mecca of college football, but both of our major state of Georgia programs are winning. Winning. W-I-N-N-I-N-G. Winning. It will be majorly cool. And it could happen this year. So, Tech, I've been preaching to you. I've been asking for you. I hope you do it. Now, the other team. The team located about an hour and a half east, 70, 80 miles or so over there in Athens, have a culture of winning, have a culture of success, but they've got some question marks. And my guy, Jed May from UGASports.com, well, he's going to join me in the next 5 minutes, and we're going to talk about those question marks. We're going to talk about this UGA schedule and if these Dogs are headed back to another SEC championship game, another SEC championship, and another ticket to the college football playoffs. That's coming up next here on Time Out with Eric Slaughter. 404-726-0929 and anywhere, any place on the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.